Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching is Surrounded by Sinners.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus withdrew towards the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, so I didn't read the first reading, but I have to take exception with a line in the letter to the Hebrews. The author talks about Jesus being a high priest who is holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners. Wait a minute. Separated from sinners? If he meant that Jesus didn't sin, well, okay, I can buy that. But actually physically separated from sinners? Not so much. Jesus was immersed in sinners, surrounded by sinners, dined with sinners, touched by sinners, sailed with sinners, and ultimately beaten and murdered by sinners. Today's gospel is a good example. Jesus told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. And those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. He was also confronted by demons, who were certainly the epitome of evil. Thank God for this connection with sinners. Where would any of us be if Jesus hadn't taken this approach? I know that I would be lost because I'm a sinner. I judge a little too much and trust a little too little. I enjoy a little too much of my white privilege and act a little too little to eliminate systemic racism. Like the people from Galilee and Judea, I assume that I deserve God's attention and healing. I don't always see the demons that I carry around with me. How is it, too, that demons recognize Jesus' divinity when no one else did, when I don't? But Jesus not only surrounded himself with sinners, he engaged his compassion for them with his actions. Jesus cured people and expelled demons. He wanted them to be whole and healed, free from addiction and slavery. Meister Eckhart believed that we are compassionate like the Father when we are compassionate, not from passion, not from impulse, but from the deliberate choice and reasonable decision. Jesus could easily have separated himself from sinners, but he chose to be with them, to be with us. We too are called to engage with sinners, including our own sin. We are called to reach out to people in need, the lonely, the disenfranchised, the marginalized, the abused. We are called to look deep into our own selves and to respond with compassion. We are invited by God to participate in the cure, to be a part of the cure, if you will, that our world needs so badly right now. It's not time to be separated from sinners. We really need to connect with each other to make a difference. So let us make the decision now to be compassionate, because we all really need it.